Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Mighty Mini Heater. This powerful heater puts out 78% more heat than big box heaters, seven times its size, and can heat up to 1,000 square feet. Get your Eden Pure Mighty Mini Heater today at EdenPureDeals.com. Use code word Howie10 and you'll save $10 and get free shipping.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Jim Biden holds a rare news conference to reflect on his first year in office and to look ahead to the second. I say rare because take a look. Mr. Biden holds far fewer formal press conferences than did the three presidents who came before him.
We hardly even talk.
Well, we're talking now.
I see you for 20 lousy minutes in the morning. And then when you come home at night, you're always exhausted. We never do anything anymore. You know this is my crazy time of year.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Roy Wilkins, Adam Clayton Powell Jr., Shirley Chisholm, and we're inspired. Hugo Chavez, Cesar Chavez. We're inspired by all of these leaders.
Classic mix-up.
The majority of my colleagues in the caucus, Democrat caucus, they've changed. They've changed their mind. I respect that. You have a right to change your mind. I haven't. I hope they respect that, too. I've never changed my mind on the filibuster.
Fine, then this conversation is over.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. Today, if you'd like to join us, the number, as always, is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And we are giddy with anticipation for the annual Joe Biden press conference. He does one a year, whether we need one or not. Donald Trump did one every couple of hours. Whenever he was, you know, headed into the kitchen from the Oval Office to grab himself a Diet Coke, he would have a press conference. But Joe Biden doesn't really like to mix it up all that much for obvious reasons. But we've got a lot to get to here today. There's a lot of news breaking, and I don't think we're going to take the press conference live. We'll take the start of it live, and then we'll just if he's particularly entertaining, we'll stick with it. But I think mainly we'll just go back and forth, and give you the highlights. It's like a sugary treat. You know, there's only so many you can have. You know, you go into the donut shop and you have one donut or half of a donut, and you feel good. But if you keep eating the donuts, it's going to produce a bad reaction. You know, they call it a sugar high, but it's more in my stomach. You know, but anyway, I don't think we're going to go with chickens. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of good stuff. 844-500-4242. And I just want to show you something, though. You know, we're not going to get good questions. You know, you understand that, right? I mean, there's just no way. I mean, I thought about making the poll question something like, how long will it be before he blames Donald Trump for something, you know, or my predecessor, or we came into office with the, this is the worst time since the last ice age, or something like to that effect, any kind of reference to Trump, whether he's named or not named. But, you know, that's not going to work for the whole show. And then your question is, how do you say that it was Trump or he was referring to something else? So we'll have a different poll question, just sort of off topic, off of the press conference topic. But I got the Politico playbook, and that's where all the Democrat operatives with press passes, this is their one of their Bibles, and they have the story of the day: what reporters want to ask Biden at his presser. And so I keep reading these things, and they have all these crack scribes like April Ryan and Maria Liasson of National Panhandler Radio and someone from the Daily Beast. And I keep going on and on and on. I keep thinking, but basically all they want to know is, you know, well, what are you going to do to get your mojo going again? What? Is there any level to which the Republicans will not stoop in order to derail your agenda to help the American people and save the planet? And I'm keep reading on, and I'm just going, there's an issue here that I think that none of these reporters seem to be at all concerned about, that the American people perhaps are a little more concerned about. And that would be, I'll give you a hint, it starts with I. Inflation. It's in about the 25th paragraph. Don't forget about inflation. It's only the biggest concern on voters' minds. Well, I guess these reporters that the Politico interviewed, they're not voters because they don't care about it. Does the president lean? Oh, they love words like lean. Lean into predictions that the worst is behind us, or does he risk setting high expectations that could be dashed with the next CPI Consumer Price Index release? Also, what's his long-term plan to deal with the matter? Do you think Biden has any long-term plans about anything? You know the old cliche, you know, after a certain age, you don't buy green bananas. You think Joe Biden buys a lot of green bananas? Come on.
Come on, man.
(laughs) 801 says we inherited that. Now that's a good that, again, we can't run this as a poll question because it's you know, it'll probably be within like the first 5 minutes it'll be answered, but he will definitely use that phrase. We inherited the worst, you know, fill in the blank. Do you think he will be asked the question, will you resign? You know, you said that President Trump should resign because 220,000 Americans had died of COVID on his watch. Now, you have the vaccine. You have multiple vaccines and weaker variants. And more people have died than died under Trump when he had the original variant and no vaccine. So should you resign? Should you resign? Gasoline, Mr. President, you made a in your administration, your minions made much of the fact that in December, I believe, gas prices went down 2 cents per gallon after going up about a buck and a half in the first 11 months of the year. Gas prices are going up again. Would you like to apologize to the American people? Or how about this? Would you like to apologize to the American people just for your first year in office? 844-500-4242. 413, in Boston, you don't need to vax if you're a Starbucks barista, but as a customer, I do need to show my papers. Please explain this to me, Mayor Wu. Well, that's going to be our poll question, is about Mayor Wu, how she's going to get out of this, because as you probably know, The COVID numbers are crashing, and this, and again, I went through, I thought about a lot about the poll questions today because it had to go against the press conference grain. But one thing I thought about another poll question was: are the media gladdened or saddened by the declining Omicron numbers? Now on the saddened side, you would have the fact that they're not gonna get to run with the panic porn, which they've become addicted to, and they love it. They love it. I mean, their readers, their viewers, their listeners don't like it, but they love it because it absolves them of having to do any real work. They just take the press releases from the Dr. Fauci and his acolytes at all levels of government. But on the other hand, on the saddened side or gladdened side of having Omicron go down, it's killing Joe Biden and the Democrats because, again, they promised everything. And you know, this is a really good question from a 617, a texter. And again, by the way, you can always text us. Text Howie to 63566 to join the text club if you want to get involved. And, you know, this is such an embarrassing question that the reporter, this was actually mentioned in the Politico story, but the reporter didn't want to give his name, who said he wanted to see this question asked because it's so embarrassing to Joe Biden. And the question is, Is anyone going to ask Biden about the Olympics? Exactly. Here's this one White House reporter who asked not to be named is curious whether Biden plans to watch the Winter Olympics in Beijing, given the diplomatic boycott due to human rights violations. Does he think Americans should watch? Mr. President, Hunter Biden, your son, calls you the big guy and says the big guy gets somewhere between 10 and 50% of all of his skims from the Chinese government. Business investments, not skims. So as someone who's getting millions of dollars, according to your own son's documented statements, as someone who's getting millions of dollars from the Chinese, do you plan to watch them? Do you care about the Uyghurs? One of the minority owners of the Golden State Warriors' basketball team said he doesn't care about the Uyghurs. Do you care about the Uyghurs? 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We're going to take your calls when we come back. What would you like to see him ask? Or what do you think is going to be asked? There'll be news made just because he'll be stumbling and bumbling around again. But do you think there's going to be anyone other than Ducey or from Fox or Steve Nelson from the New York Post who's going to ask him a tough question? I doubt it. I don't think so. It's a circle the wagons time for the Democrats and the media, but I repeat myself. To make the best investment decisions, you need the best information. That's why you need to subscribe to the Liberty Through Wealth newsletter. Inside this newsletter, you'll discover 10 inexpensive small cap stocks that offer outstanding profit potential and dividend payouts. Alex Green has found under-the-radar stocks and believes they should be the cornerstone of your retirement in the coming years. You can also learn which small caps can deliver high-yield income payouts that more than rival expensive blue-chip stocks. A team of experts headed by Alexander Green will show you exactly how to grow and protect what you have, as well as manage risk. Stay ahead of Biden's inflation and keep your wealth out of the hands of the tax man. The newsletter will help you achieve and maintain total financial independence. To subscribe and learn more, go to onestockretirement.com. That's onestockretirement.com. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr will be right back.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
Our federal debt has now reached about $29 trillion. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. They helped me, and now they can help you, too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Taylor, what's the poll question? Oh, no. To Jared. Jared is going to be doing the poll questions today. Jared, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Now that Omicron is fading, what will Michelle Wu do? Nothing, rescind the mask mandate, or allow for a testing option.
Which is what they had when the former mayor Kim Janey was in the Eagle Room. I'm going to say that she's going to do nothing.
85% of the audience believes she will do nothing. 12% think she'll allow for a testing option, and 3% think she will rescind the mask mandate.
And the vaccine, I think the vaccine passport is more significant than the mask mandate, actually. But, still, I don't think she's going to do anything, because I think her core constituency is the cult of COVID, and I don't think she's going to go head to head and go up against them. All right. 844-500-4242. Here's a good question, and I don't think this is obviously never going to be asked, but Question for Brandon. Will you follow Boris Johnson's lead and do away with mandates? Well, you know, I'll tell you how Biden could, if he were a sentient human being and a real political leader, he would say, look, here's the difference between me and Boris Johnson. He's in a parliamentary democracy. He can be ousted with a vote of no confidence. We don't have a parliamentary system. I'm okay here for the next 3 years. You can't vote me out of office until November 2024. So, no, I'm not. He's rescinding all the mandates and passports and everything else in Britain because he's not going to survive otherwise. I don't have to worry about that. But again, he can't really say that. 844-500-4242. And then someone says, here's the only question I want answered, and that is, Brandon, what grade do you give yourself? Just I don't want any BS. I just want a letter, A through F. What grade do you give yourself? And again, there wouldn't be an answer to that question either. All right. 508, Biden press conference drinking game. Take a shot every time he lies. Actually, forget that. It might be dangerous. Yeah, no. It could be fatal. You can drink too much alcohol and die. People have done that. Then you'll be listed as a COVID casualty. That's happened too, you know. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. Hey, do you think that they would ask old Brandon if the $200 million+ that he just gave to Ukraine was a deal that was worked out between his Hunter Biden back when he worked for him?
I'm gonna go out on a limb, Mark, and I think you will agree with me. There will be no questions on Ukraine today, or at least not any questions of Ukraine that involve the B word, the infamous B word, Burisma. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. You know, every day it seems like there's a new COVID scam. Have you noticed that? You know, last week it was the Baltimore DA was dipping into her retirement accounts, claiming she'd suffered financial hardship, and that way she didn't have to pay any penalties. I mean, she may not have even had to pay any taxes for dipping into it, even though she'd never missed a paycheck. Her husband, who's also on a public payroll, had never missed a paycheck. So here's the one today. This is in the Daily Mail. Federal probe into serial entrepreneur couple who cashed in on COVID testing boom. They are now the serial entrepreneur couple. They're from Illinois, are now at the center of a federal probe after being accused of fraud by customers who say they never received results or got negative test results via email before they had even taken the test. They have a $1.36 million mansion, a gated property. They have a new Lamborghini, and the guy posted it on TikTok when his Lamborghini was unloaded from a flatbed truck. And a user asked him, oil money? And the guy responded, COVID money. COVID money. 400,000, they're saying that there may be as many as 400,000 tests that they supposedly performed and never gave back any information to these people. is there any part of these programs that haven't been scammed? And this is just one. This is just two people in Illinois, in the middle of the country. They bought in November of last year, they bought the $1.36 million home in St. Charles, Illinois. It has a private road with gated entry, three-car garage, circular front driveway, fountain, white pillars, iron double doors, crystal chandeliers, and a curved floating staircase. And this is, they were running these test sites, and some people have said that they received negative test results via email before they even took their tests. So they made an appointment to take the test, and then these people would send them tests saying, you're okay, everything's fine, don't worry about it. You want another question here that someone wants, for a Politico reporter wants this. What is your message to families who were able to lift their children out of poverty because of the expanded child tax care credit and who now have deep financial uncertainty in their lives? What's your message to them? I know what my message would be if I were president and this, I was asked that question. I'd say, get off your ass and go get a job like everybody else. We're not paying for you to sit around and breed anymore. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. And now it's time for Grace's News.
Hello, Howie. I'm so excited to be here on this big day. I'm waiting and waiting to see what will happen with Joe Biden and his trusty list.
Get ready, pal.
And what kind of questions he will get. I really hope, I want to echo what one of your...
Do you have any plans to take the Montreal Cognitive Assessment?
Oh, that was one of mine. I have a list right here. I read it earlier in my show. That was one. I also really like what that texter said about the letter grade. And I think that after watching Jen Psaki for so many months, one of my favorite questions from a reporter was very recently, and he basically just threw it out as, why don't you tell us how you think you're doing? And that actually proves to be a lot trickier than you would think. But yeah, I love the yes or no questions. I would love a reporter to ask Joe Biden, can you pledge to us right now that if you run in 2024, Kamala Harris will be your vice president?
Yeah. How about this one? Is the energy situation in the United States better or worse than it was a year ago today?
Please explain. And no, I'm using all of these prompts they used to have in school because I was a horrible test taker. And my least favorite prompts after a question were when they would write things like, if so, explain why. Or here's my really least favorite, be specific. I'd be like, oh, no, they got me now.
Here's another one. 781, please have Peter Ducey ask Joe if the Americans left behind in Kabul will get mail-in ballots for the midterms.
That's also another good one. Let me see if I had any other ones I didn't get to ask today.
Another one just came in on the texter, 425.
Yes.
Brandon, who the hell is Bal?
Get ready, Bal.
I think we should ask a question about the TikToks. Like, Mr. President, do you think the TikToks with the Jonas Brothers are a good use of your time? And if so, why?
Mr. President, who have you seen more recently, Corn Pop or Bal?
Mr. President, if Chief starts to bite people like Major, will he get sent away to the farm too?
Yeah, where is the farm? We'd like to get some pictures, we'd like to get some pictures of Major.
Yes, absolutely.
Where is he?
By the way, Howie, this is news out of the New York Post. Secret Service hid info on Hunter Biden travels, GOP senators claim.
They did. But that's been pretty clear, hasn't it? I mean, now they just have official confirmation.
Yes, they have the Secret Service improperly redacted hundreds of pages of records related to Hunter Biden's overseas travels with and apparently withheld information about trips to China, Russia and other countries. This was in a Tuesday letter to Secret Service Director James Murray, Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson. Alleged the agency hid names and other information contained in email conversations regarding Hunter Biden without any proper legal justification. Yeah, and it's funny, this redaction thing, how these higher-ups redact everything they want. There's rules to what you can redact,
right,
Howie. I mean, I know you know that, but even with this Dr. Fauci and his financial records, so much of it was redacted that the senator said, hey, by the way, only redact the things that you're legally allowed to. We would like to see the rest of it. You can't just redact things because you don't want people to see them.
Well, Andrew McCabe said those obnoxious things about how they should go after, the FBI should be going after people, white people in the suburbs and the educated and the employed because they were domestic terrorists. That made me think of, remember when he was running the FBI and he bought the table for his office, $70,000?
Yes.
$70,000, and they redacted the cost? I mean, how was that a national security matter? It was just outrageous.
$70,000
for a table.
That table better be able to drive me to work in the morning. That's insane.
Yeah. But that's the kind of stuff they're redacting. You know, I mean, if you're one of these members of the elite bureaucratic class like Fauci or McCabe, you could do whatever the hell you want. You got more power. You're untouchable. A senator can be defeated in the next election. Same with a congressman, even a president. But how do you get rid of a McCabe? How do you get rid of a Fauci?
Yeah, that actually is a good point, that maybe the most dangerous people in our society aren't even people who are elected to their jobs. It's just the people that fail up.
That's nothing new. I mean, again, I go back to the Thomas Jefferson quote. I've cited it a million times. You know, this was more than 200 years ago. He said, resignations in the vacancies in the federal bureaucracy by death are few, by resignation, never. It's true today, just like it was 200 years ago.
Oh, yeah. I say this all the time, Howie, but my nanny used to say that about having a job in the public sector. She would say to my mom, you got to kill somebody to get fired, and it's got to be on your shift.
By the way, this was a headline today in the Palm Beach Daily News, and I was first perplexed by it. Judge finds woman not guilty. That's the lead story. And I said, what the hell is that all about? Judge finds woman not guilty.
Yeah.
You know, this is the woman who drove through the barricades at Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, I remember her.
2 years ago.
Mar-a-Lago!
Yeah, they don't mention Trump's name until the sixth paragraph of the story. A Connecticut woman charged with driving a rented SUV through barriers at Mar-a-Lago in January 2020, prompting the Secret Service and Palm Beach County Sheriff's deputies to fire at her vehicle, was insane at the time of the incident. So she tried to crash the barricades and they had to stop her with gunfire. But she's not guilty by reason of insanity. What if she had attacked a Democrat president that way? Do you think she would have been found guilty, not guilty by reason of insanity?
Oh yeah, her whole life would have been turned upside down.
Yeah, She was originally charged with assaulting a law enforcement officer, fleeing police, and resisting arrest. That was with the state charges. In federal court, she was charged with assaulting a federal officer with a deadly weapon, which was the SUV that she rented. But she just walks away. She only attacked Trump. Never mind. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along.
Hey, Howie, just to go quickly back to Joe Biden, this is out of the New York Post. Weak Joe Biden gets F grade from 37% of Americans. A new poll has found that more than a third of Americans give President Biden's first year in the White House a failing grade. I think we should be more concerned with 11% of the registered voters that gave him an A.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. There was some really interesting stuff in the. Is this the Politico Morning Consult poll? Or is this another poll?
I'm reading from the New York Post, but it could have been. Yes, it is the Politico Morning Consult. Yeah. That's where
I've got another one here. Okay. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Brandon is energetic.
I would disagree.
58% disagree. But 42% think Brandon is energetic. I mean, what is it?
Let's go, Brandon!
Brandon is a strong leader. Agree or disagree?
I'm going to say disagree.
43% think Brandon is a strong leader. How about this one? Brandon is a clear communicator.
Oof, I'm going to say disagree.
44% think Brandon is a clear communicator.
Well, in a way, he is communicating something very clearly. He's communicating that he's lost his mind very clearly.
I want to pronounce the name correctly. I missed.
Brandon keeps his promises. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Yes, 53% disagree. So 47% think he's restored a new civility to America. He's stopped COVID dead in its tracks.
I want to be where those people are. I want to be in whatever universe, whatever alternate reality those people are living in. Sign me up.
Brandon is mentally fit.
Disagree.
51% agree.
Oh, my God.
It's almost dead even. It's pretty hard to imagine that anyone could watch 10 seconds of Brandon and think that he's capable of anything.
Hey, Howie, listen to this old John Harwood tweet, okay? It's not old, it's from today, but it's funny. Despite that, Democrats and a former CIA station chief believe they found the real culprit of what's happening with Russia and the Ukraine. So as we know, things are suggesting that Russia could invade the Ukraine at any moment. Now, this is an article from Red State. It says, despite that, Democrats and a former CIA station chief believe they found the real culprit here. On at Outfront CNN, this is John Harwood's tweet. Former CIA station chief, Moscow station chief, Stephen Hall, notes that one reason Russia feels emboldened now is the success of its efforts to divide and weaken the United States. Are you ready for the second part of the tweet, Howie?
I'm going to guess that the T word is going to appear. Go ahead.
Much of that success results from its efforts to boost Donald Trump.
Ding, 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 ding.
He's always blaming me for everything.
This is what Bonchi writes, Howie. He says, that's some serious four-dimensional thinking. According to these galaxy brains, including Harwood, who is an absolute hack, Russia is only looking to invade Ukraine now because Russia helped get Donald Trump elected to cause division in the country, yet Russia waited until a year into Joe Biden's term to possibly make this move because of also Donald Trump. Everything's Donald Trump.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
It's crazy.
But according to this Politico poll, you know, they can tell 40% of the people, at least 40% of the people in the country, anything they damn well please, and they'll believe it. So I guess 40% of the population, agree or disagree, Donald Trump is about to cause the imminent conflict between Ukraine and Russia.
Hey, Howie, we shouldn't give all the attention to Joe today. According to CNN, Vice President Harris will visit Honduras for the inauguration of Xiomara Castro. That will be later this month.
603, Mr. President, who's the second smartest man you know? That's a good question.
Well, obviously it's him. It goes Hunter, then him.
Who do you think would be the tougher guy in a street fight, Mr. President? Anthony Blinken or Ron Klain?
I like that one. I think I would vote for...
Or Pete Buttigieg. Let's throw Pete Buttigieg in there.
I'm going to vote for Ron Klain. I feel like he's up at all hours on that Twitter, and that can give you crazy strength. You're so manic that you find strength.
Blinken looks like the kind of guy that if you were charged with disorderly conduct and you had to get a public defender to defend yourself, and they sent this guy in as your public defender, you'd say, no, I don't want that guy. I wouldn't trust that guy to, defend me on a parking ticket. No, I think Blinken is
weaker
than
Klain. You'd be on the stand and Ron Klain would say, Judge, I would like you to look at Exhibit A. This is a tweet from yesterday from Jennifer Rubin. It clearly shows my defendant.
All right. Someone says, 781, I guarantee you that 43% really don't think he's doing a decent job or that he's sentient. They're just too afraid to say it. You know, that's probably it, too. There's probably got to be at least 15, at least a third of those, that 40 to 45% that are answering that they love Biden and they think he's doing a great job that are just afraid to say it.
I don't think it's that they're afraid to say it, Howie. I think that it's that it's too hard to admit they were wrong. That's like a really, when you think about it in life, that is a hard thing. If you're convinced right. That you have the answer and then you're wrong and then everyone else is going to say, I told you so, that is very hard for some people to own up and say, yep, you guys were right. I made a mistake. So they're going to die on this hill. They're going to vote yes out of pure spite.
No, there was a good column in the Wall Street Journal last week. Some guy said that, Boris Johnson is being scapegoated, for all the failures of COVID panic, because it's easier to scapegoat and hate and destroy one person than it is to admit that you were wrong yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that's, I never thought about that, but I think it's really true. You know, and that's why
why
a lot of people.
It's hard to admit you were duped, because when you admit you were duped, it comes with a lot of shame, and no one likes to feel like a fool. So you're right. It's better to be angry than to just be ashamed.
Ask Cuomo or Governor Parker, or I think someday soon Anthony Fauci is going to find out the same thing. All right, Grace, thank you very much.
Thanks, Howard.
Now's the time to reset my daily routine to focus on what's important, and HelloFresh helps me do just that. With everything I need to cook at home delivered right to my door, HelloFresh saves me a trip to the grocery store every week and takes the stress out of sticking to my goals for the new year. With 50 weekly menu and market items that change every week, including veggie, calorie-fresh, family-friendly, and gourmet recipe options, there's always something new and delicious to try. And sometimes they send you something free. Like yesterday we mentioned ginger beer, and Taylor was talking about it. And today I got an email from Patrice in Arlington. Taylor was right. That ginger beer makes a very nice mixer, especially with ginger vodka and some lime. And she says she's making HelloFresh barbecue pineapple and sausage flatbreads tonight. The flatbreads didn't have meat, so we ordered an extra package of sausages from HelloFresh. Nice thing about HelloFresh, except for the occasional protein to jazz up the vegetarian meal, like she ordered the sausage from them, they include all the ingredients, so there's no need to go out searching the market basket for cilantro or cinnamon for your meals, at least. And again, that's getting to be a problem. There are a lot of spices that are disappearing from the shelves as well, much as everything else. I'm big on takeout, but every HelloFresh dish is chef-crafted and made with high-quality ingredients, so I can serve up restaurant-worthy food without leaving my home. HelloFresh also saves me money by helping me cut back on excess food waste, so I can put extra cash towards other 2022 goals, like heating my home and not going bankrupt. I'm excited to try new recipes like spicy Peruvian chicken and loaded rice to put my kitchen skills to the test, or one-pan cantina shrimp fajitas for something easier. HelloFresh has options for every time of day, including spinach and feta egg bites and ready-to-eat cucumber salad stuffed pita pockets. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals plus 3 free gifts. If you're lucky, you'll get some of that ginger beer. That's code Howie16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarshow.com.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
Is that the fat lady singing? What is that?
Yes, this is Hannah Romhild, the Magalago gatecrasher.
Oh, that's her. Okay. Judge finds woman not guilty. No wonder she went crazy. I don't think she had much of a future as a fat lady. She was... She is relieved. Her lawyer said she is relieved that these matters have been resolved and that she can go on living a normal, productive, healthy life. Okay. That's a normal, productive, healthy life? It's great to be a Democrat. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hey, how you doing, Harry? Listen, Kamala Harris, I heard all the staff, almost more than half the staff, quit.
Yes.
And also the YouTube, she had bad rating. Whoa. I never see a bad rating in my history looking at YouTube.
You know, this pattern of her staff quitting, that's been a recurring theme. You know, she was DA in San Francisco. Same thing happened. Attorney General of Sacramento, same thing. Junior senator from California, same thing. She's always had a terrible turnover. The one guy that didn't quit, though, was the one who was charged with sexually harassing young women in the office and making them crawl under his desk. The guy's name was Wallace. You going to be watching the president this afternoon, Mr. Garcia?
No, I'm here working, but no, I don't want to see him, no matter what.
Corn Pop will fill you in tonight when you leave work. Or should I say T-Bone? I'm getting T-Bone and Corn Pop confused.